In the name of God, hello my dear friends, this is Milad. I hope you've had a great day until now and I wish you all the best. So I want you to be perfect, just be perfect. Okay, today I'm gonna speak with you about the Kaizen way. I'm gonna speak about the great way to improve, to progress. So, today's episode, my last talk, and today is related to Kaizen Way and the book named Kaizen Way by Robert Marr. So let's get started. So there are two kinds of ways to improve and progress. One of the biggest way to improve and to progress is the innovation idea. Innovation means sudden and big change. For example, you want to do something. And whatever work you want to do, it doesn't matter. Just you want to do something, okay? For example, in this situation, you want to learn and study English intensely. But, you know, over the course of 1 month, 2 months, you will make a huge improvement. And, you know, you cannot believe it. So, you know, my opinion about the innovation idea is that this is a normal thing, and everybody who wants to learn something, everybody who wants do something, this situation and these methods and these huge improvements will happen for that. Okay? For everybody. So, you know, I remember when I went to gym. I went to gym and every day I did practice and exercise and lifted the weights, and you know, over the course of 1 month, 2 months, my body became stronger. And my body experienced a big and huge improvements and change. And you know, but you know, after that event and after that huge improvements, I couldn't experience that improvement and huge improvement again. So I asked my coach, is this normal? Yes, he said, this is normal. For example, your body and your brain experience, you know, your body, for example, in the past didn't experience these things, okay? But, you know, when your brain or your body experience these events for the first time, you will make a huge improvement. And you cannot believe it. And, you know, this is a normal thing, okay? This is my opinion. And, you know, everyone who wants to learn and who wants to do something, these events will happen for everybody. So, another idea to improve and progress is Kaizen Way. You know, Kaizen is a Japanese word, and the Kaizen Way there is in English, and oh, you know, Kaizen method is used in a business. A lot, okay? And you can find it a lot, okay? So, but what's the meaning of Kaizen? Kaizen means small improvements, a small change over time. And you know, Kaizen is the opposite of innovation idea. Innovation means sudden and big change, but you know, Kaizen is not gonna work like an innovation idea. And you know, this is my opinion, the Kaizen way is not gonna be over. And you know, Kaizen is never-ending and constant improvement forever. Okay? So, but maybe you say, I know the meaning of Kaizen, but how can I use it? Okay, this is a great question. So let's talk about this topic and this subject. How can I use the Kaizen way? You know, as Mr. Roberts said in his book, You cannot force your body, okay? You cannot force your body to cough up this, to cough up creative idea on demand, okay? You know, this is true. As you cannot force your brain to come up or to come up with an answer or find an answer, you know, that's not possible. But there is an idea, there is a way you can program your brain. And you know, the Kaizen way exists to program your brain. And this is a great Kaizen way exists to program your brain. And you can will improve. And maybe you have a great purpose. You want to be great at something. But you know, you cannot amazingly or suddenly will make a huge improvement and you'll be able, for example, to speak English suddenly. You cannot, but you can over the course of, for example, 1 year, 2 year, your brain, you can program your brain to find and your brain come up with the answer. And until one day you can speak English, you'll be able to speak English. So, but you want to do Kaizen when you want to try the Kaizen when, so there are a couple of rules and you must obey those rules. So one of the most important rules is that you have to every day ask yourself a little small question. A little small question. And you know your challenge is that if you want to ask this little small question, you must ask this question with a gentle and patient spirit. And you don't ask, you don't have to ask, how can I be totally perfect in something in just 1 month? You know, your brain says, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. How can I do it? This is a very big and huge demand. I cannot do it. So, you have to every day ask a little small question. Okay. For example, in English, how can I improve my speaking ability 2%, not 100%, in, for example, each week, not just week, each week. How can I improve my listening? I don't know, how can I learn new words each day? You know, this question is very small. These questions are very small. And your brain says, I can do it. This is very easy, I can do it. Okay, and that's what you need. You need take action. You need taking action, okay? This is a great. So, another rule is that you have to practice every day. You want to do the same process every day. For example, you want to be great at language. So every day you have to listen. Every day you have to read. Every day you have to speak and something like that. Okay? Every day. And you know, the secret is, you know, it doesn't matter you every day you 1 hour practice or 2 hours or 3 hours or 5 minutes. It doesn't matter, but the secret is you do it every day, every single day. You're doing this process every day. You're listening, you're studying English every day. This is the most important thing that you have to know. And that's what you need, okay? And by doing this system, by trying and by following these methods, your brain would start to take action. And the action is the most important part of your learning. Action is what we need. What will you know? What you need, okay? This is a great, okay? So, I recommend you try the Kaizen and every day practice and every day ask this little small question. Until you'll be to speak English, until you'll become a master. and you can do it forever. And every day you will make just a tiny little improvement. Don't worry. So, I talked more. Thank you very much. Because of your hearing and thank you very much. And I wanna say, don't worry, and every day you have to practice. There is no magic, and every day is a new challenge. Every day you have to get up and challenge yourself. Every day you have to fight, and you have to say, today has to be a new day. Every day get up and fight. Challenge yourself. This is a great. Okay? You, and in hope of one day you'll become a master in English. So, thank you very much. And if you have a comment, if you have an opinion about this topic as what is Kaizenman, please, I'm here and I'm willing to hear your voice. Thank you very much. If you can, just write your answer about me, about Kaizenman. Thank you very much, and good luck.